This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Now, the Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
All right, happy Tuesday. How's everyone doing today? How you doing today, Hannah?
Good. I got my coffee, so I'm really happy.
So what's this coffee you got? You can do like mix and match. It's not just like a vanilla latte and caramel latte. You got like something real fancy.
So this isn't even sponsored, but it should be because I go there so often. It's this place called Seven Brew. It's new here in town. And I really like them because they offer sugar-free syrups. And Brett and I have been on this fitness journey, so I've been trying to find like healthier alternatives, and so this place can offer a lot of sugar-free syrup, so I don't have to just get like a plain vanilla coffee. I got a sweet and salty this morning,
sweet,
but it's sugar-free.
Salty.
Nice.
Kevin's on a fitness journey, probably better than all of us. Kevin's lost 15 pounds.
Yeah, I mean, Kevin's the real champ here. Yeah.
Well, and I had to make my protein shake by myself today.
So. Wow. So you're drinking
protein shakes?
Yeah, there's a lot of powder still in my teeth.
So what do you got? Chocolate
pie? What flavor do you got?
I guess it's like vanilla. It's almond milk. Look, my wife takes care of the majority of it. She does an awesome job. We kind of switch it up. We do
almond
like
milk.
The little egg and then uncured bacon 1 week for breakfast. And then this week, it's the protein shakes. Unfortunately, she was busy. She couldn't make it before, so I had to do it myself. I'm probably not good at it. We'll see.
What do you put in there? Almond milk and
vanilla? You put almond milk, cold coffee, and then two scoops of the protein.
Boom.
Whoa.
Yeah. Look at that.
Look at you, Kev.
So you're having a sweet and salty coffee. He's having a protein coffee.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
who's on a real fitness
journey? Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Your biceps are busting out of your shirt.
Well, let's go to AB. What did you have for breakfast? A cosmic brownie?
Well, last night was my mom's birthday, and my sister and I attempted to make her this cake.
Was it full of Heath?
It was, apparently it's my mom's favorite cake that we've never heard of. She talked about it the other day, and it's like two layers of brownies and ice cream and whipped cream and hot fudge and nuts and all this stuff. But we were doing so great, and then it went downhill when we saw my mom was 8 minutes away. And the brownie had just come out of the oven, so we had to put a hot brownie on ice cream.
You gotta
and
then it cool.
I saw it.
We didn't
saggy.
Have time. And then it just like completely crumbled, and we were almost peeing our pants. We were like, this could not look any worse.
You gotta get a flash chiller. I watch a lot of those baking shows.
It just looked like
throw it in the flash chiller.
It looked like a mound of brownie and then like melted ice cream coming out of it. So
that's actually pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Like,
it tasted
when it gets
great.
Like gooey and melted, actually.
But it looked so good until the last second.
Did it really look good? Look at you. Is that what you're eating for breakfast today, though?
No, I have leftover steak.
No.
that's good.
That's actually good. Yeah, usually. Yeah.
I'm surprised you're eating meat. You usually just eat sugar.
AB just usually eats Cheetos and cosmic brownies. The fact that she has some, like, actually it has steak is
protein.
Yeah.
Protein. Mm-hmm. The protein show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
So last week, a group of guys in Georgia broke the world record for the longest basketball game ever. It lasted 5 straight days, which equates to 121 hours and 3 minutes. And they didn't just do this to be like bros and say that they broke a record and try and flex and all that. They actually did it to raise money for a charity called MOST, and that stands for Men Opposing Sex Trafficking. They were able to raise over $300,000 during this world record attempt. And if you were wondering, They were allowed to sub in and out so they could go potty or whatever. But yeah, 5 days this basketball game lasted to raise all that money.
It's incredible. Usually they like keep score and stuff like that. We were part of it for Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Make-A-Wish set a hockey world record here in St. Louis, and they played it for like whatever it was, like days upon days. Yeah. I don't know how they do it, like just continuing the game going.
What was the final score? Something crazy? Do we know?
You know, I'm not really a sports girl. I was just here for the good cause.
This good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower.
The polls are open.
All right, poll of the day on the Brett Mega Show. We've been doing Men Madness, and we had our first like buzzer beater yesterday in a close finish. Logan Lerman, who I have no idea who that is, versus Travis Kelce. Tight matchup, close matchup. Travis Kelce came from behind late last night. He was up.
Oh,
and
wow.
Travis Kelce comes back and gets the win, 54-46.
Those night crawlers ended up voting, a.k.a.
like
my
Chiefs.
Burner account.
Yeah. It's like the Chiefs this season, barely winning.
Barely winning, gets by. Hannah had ranked her top eight guys. AB had ranked her top eight guys. Hannah gets the win with Travis Kelce.
Hey.
The other matchup yesterday was Bradley Cooper versus Shawn Mendes. Another close matchup, but Hannah had picked Bradley Cooper. AB had picked Shawn Mendes. You all picked Bradley Cooper, 60% to 40%. So Hannah had two guys move on yesterday. Today's matchups, Damon Wayne Jr., who's probably most, I mean, he's a Wayne's brother, but also probably most notably in what you like him for, AB. You had him
new
as
girl.
Yourself. New girl.
He's coaching new girl.
Yeah. And Matthew McConaughey, your two seed here, Hannah.
Yes, and more specifically, Matthew McConaughey version, like, how to lose a guy in 10 days.
That's old, though.
Younger, though. Not like Matthew McConaughey doesn't wear deodorant.
Yeah, he doesn't care anymore.
Rough.
Why, as a guy...
Not that version.
I feel like he gave up. Like, Matthew McConaughey was, like, America's sex symbol, like, a decade ago. So
well,
I got to go Damon Wayne Jr.
That's the vision I have of him still.
Yeah, I got to go Damon Wayne. What are you going with, Kevin? The men are the ones actually deciding this, actually, which is so funny.
I you know what, that's a tough one. Because, you know, sadly, I don't think McConaughey has aged well.
I agree.
You know?
He used to be so good looking. He
just doesn't care anymore.
He just really doesn't.
Still get it.
Which is kind of still sexy that he doesn't care, but like, he really has like been the epitome of I gave up. Like, I used to be a high school athlete and it's over, bro.
He's kind of like, I did my time.
Yeah, he did it.
He's like, I'm tired. I got too many women back in the day.
Yeah, right. But I've always thought, though, Keenan Wayne was the attractive
one. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
But
wrong brother.
I will go with Damon Wayne Jr.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So both of the guys going for Damon. Okay, so then Bo Murchoff, who's that, Hannah? Because that's your seven seed.
Yeah, so usually I'm not picking obscure people, but... He is Maddie McKibben from MTV's show Awkward.
Okay.
He's cute. He's like the jock in the high school show. Tall, brunette, kind of curly hair, beautiful smile. He's on our Instagram.
I like him as well.
Do you think he's hot?
Yeah. I saw Hannah put him down and I was like, whoa.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know him too?
He's against your two seed though, which is Dylan O'Brien.
Dylan O'Brien. So
what's he from?
He like the first time he was ever in anything was Teen Wolf and people loved him in that. But then he was also in Maze Runner and a bunch of stuff after that.
I will say probably on your list, he's one of the most attractive.
All right.
So that's, it's going to be a tough one today.
Yeah, I got to go with the Maze Runner kid.
I like Dylan O'Brien too. So I think that Hannah got two wins last night. I think AB might get two wins tonight. We'll see.
Run it up on our Instagram story.
Yep. Go to our Instagram right now to just see hot men. 314-531-9898.
Kevin and Brett.
Yeah, actually, I was going to say, actually, you can always go to our Instagram and see hot men.
Right.
We're always
right.
on there.
Right.
Yeah, thank you, Hannah. I appreciate that.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
This is where we cover all those trending stories. We put 2 minutes on the clock. We know you're busy. You ain't got time to scroll through the internet, so I'll scroll through it right now. I'm going to read some headlines, and Hannah, you tell me which ones people need details on. Top three things we complain about.
What are they?
Other people's behavior. Inconsiderate coworkers, dismissive family members, annoying partner habits. We complain about other people. Life's daily inconveniences. Traffic, weather, long lines.
Meetings.
Yeah, meetings. And then personal stressors like work, money, and health. Top three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, those span everything.
Yeah. Kindness will make you happier than a higher salary if you believe it.
We don't believe it. Keep it moving.
You've never been broke before.
Yeah.
You said,
what?
That was written by a rich person. Would Americans return a lost wallet?
I hope so.
Nah, they don't care about money, you know. U.S. ranks 17th in the world in believing that a neighbor would turn a lost wallet.
Wow.
But we are 25th in the world believing the police would do the same. Like, would return the lost wallet.
What?
52nd in believing that a stranger would return a lost wallet. We do not trust strangers at all.
Guys, we don't.
Return a wallet if you find it.
Yeah.
They say this study, what it really does show you how comfortable you are with like strangers like in your daily life. And it shows you that Americans aren't comfortable around people they don't know, which is a really bad sign of feeling comfortable in your own country. Study, people who sleep poorly are 4 times more likely to be unhappy.
That checks out.
Yep, that makes sense if you're not sleeping.
Yep.
So this is a better way to sleep. Wearing this could help you sleep better.
What?
Socks.
No.
Yeah, I feel like that's so
weird. That makes you feel trapped.
Yes. Yeah, but they say keeping your toes toasty at night helps with like raise your body temperature or helps actually lower
that
your
core. Sounds terrible.
Helps lower your core body temperature and helps you fall asleep faster.
Yeah,
I can't sleep with socks.
I can't either. The only time I can do it if I have a bad cold. And you put, Vaseline on your feet, and you put socks.
What?
Yeah.
Anyone else? Anyone sleep with socks here?
No.
No, yeah, because I feel like if you sleep with socks,
you're done.
Yeah. Can't trust
Brett
you.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, Alyssa, meet Hannah.
Hi.
Hannah, meet Alyssa.
Nice to meet you. Can't wait to school you.
Oh, there we go. There's the trash talk. Don't let her fool you for thinking she's nice, Alyssa. All right, Hannah's going to leave the room. She's on the way out already. We're going to ask you 5 pop culture questions, then we'll bring Hannah back in. We'll ask her the same 5 questions, all right?
All right.
Got to get more than right than her. A tie will go towards Hannah's record. Selena Gomez got an album drop in. Her fiancé and her have been everywhere promoting it. Who is Selena Gomez engaged to?
Benny Blanco.
The Jonas Brothers just announced their 20th anniversary tour. Name one of the Jonas Brothers.
Nick.
All right. They didn't show any love to Kevin. Thanks a lot.
Right.
Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez have reportedly sent out wedding invitation. What company does Bezos own?
Amazon?
Yeah. Snow White recently came out. Finish the saying. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is blank of them all?
Fairest.
Yes. And name one of the 7 magical creatures in Snow White that she meets at a cottage.
Sleepy
is one of them. And all of us, actually, at a point.
Right.
They call them magical creatures now?
They call them magical creatures now.
Wow.
Kevin. They changed the name.
Holy cow.
I had to look it up. Like, what do they call them in this new version of it? And yes, they call them the 7 magical creatures. It didn't throw us off. That's 5 for 5. All correct. So Hannah can only can tie you. We'll see how Hannah does.
Okay.
Hannah's homeschool.
We got Hannah back into the room. We're going to ask her the same 5 pop culture questions we asked Alyssa. Alyssa, tell her how many you got correct.
5 out of 5.
She didn't miss. Yeah,
what?
5 out of 5. All right. So here we go, Hannah. I'm going to ask you the same questions. A tie will go towards Hannah's record, but you cannot miss or you lose. Selena Gomez and her fiancé have been doing a ton of press. Got a new album coming out. Who is she engaged to?
Benny Blanco.
All right. The Jonas Brothers announced their 20th anniversary tour, which is crazy. The 20th anniversary of them. Name one of the Jonas Brothers.
Nick Jonas.
All right. Well, everyone's just showing Nick a lot of love, all right? Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez have reportedly sent out wedding invitations. What company does Bezos own?
Amazon?
That's correct.
Woo!
Not hesitating. 3 for 3. Snow White recently came out.
Uh-oh.
Finish the saying. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is blank of them all?
Ferris.
Ferris of them all. And name one of the 7 magical creatures she meets in a cottage.
One of their names is Grumpy.
Grumpy. Yeah. That's interesting. That's the one you remember. 5 for 5, though, Hannah. Alyssa, Hannah's going to get the point. All you got to do is say, this is Alyssa, and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Alyssa, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's homeschool.
Mega Minds.
Let's give you the Mega Mind question of the day, see if you can get it correct. 1 in 5 people do this while driving.
I think 1 in 5 people change their clothes while they're driving.
Wow. Ooh, try to do the whole outfit change while driving, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's eat a meal.
All
you
right.
know, like, and sometimes use a fork.
Can you pull that off, Kev? That's hard. That's not easy to like
no,
a
it's,
plate.
It, it's hard. It's hard. I had to feed my wife that way the other day. So,
really?
Yeah,
what?
She was eating yogurt. I had to use a spoon.
And then you fed her while she was driving the car?
Yeah, while she was driving, yeah.
That's sweet.
That's sweet, yeah. That was a little inside look.
I'm going to say put on makeup.
Put on makeup. It's actually a negative thing. No one got it correct. They should not be doing this while driving. It's not a good thing. So now that you know that, what do you think it is?
That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
Commercial free on the Brett Mega Show. Jonas Brothers tickets in like 10 minutes. Kevin, you've been in radio for what, 26
years? 26 years and still going strong.
26 Woo! Years. It's probably
still
not,
going.
Yeah. It's probably not too often that like few things happen that you haven't seen before. But actually this weekend you got to listen to yourself on the radio.
Yeah.
In a different way that you normally never get to do.
It is a really cool thing. We are very fortunate as a show to be broadcasted in several different markets. And one of those markets is Kansas City in the afternoons.
So they take a version of what this show is and it replays in Kansas City. And you were road tripping and got to hear it and catch it like as you were just like a person in traffic.
Right, exactly. You know,
is that weird?
It's a weird feeling, but it's awesome. And it's so cool when the kids and your wife are in the car listening as well. And you hear it all sync up and it sounds great. And you're like, hey, we're a good show.
Uh-huh.
This is really cool.
It's funny because you never get to listen to
yourself
with other people
right.
in the car because you're usually the one on the radio. So you were one of those rare occasions that you got to listen to yourself with other people.
Yeah, and it was really a lot of fun too because you know we're going to Kansas City to visit friends and the Steckers listen all the time to the show either on a podcast or you know they can hear it now in the afternoons as well. And so that was really cool because I'm like, hey, they're listening to the same thing I'm listening to.
That's cool.
This is really awesome.
That's such a weird feeling.
I also think it's like really funny because we're doing 1,000 things every show. And I know for me personally, I always forget what we talk about. Mm-hmm. So to if we ever have like a snow day or something, or if like you're in a different market and the show's on, to rehear like what we say and what we talk about, it is funny. I will laugh at ourselves sometimes.
We're funny.
Yeah.
Not to compliment ourselves. People are probably texting in like, no, you're not. How was your trip to Kansas City, though?
It was a lot of fun. You know, every time we catch up with those guys, we do something unique or different. And this time we did pickleball.
Are you a pickle? Are you a pro pickleball player?
Not if you've seen the pictures on Instagram that my wife posted. But I try. It's very similar. This place called Serve. It's very similar, I guess, to Chicken and Pickle.
Chicken and Pickle here in town, yeah.
But they've got like a lot of cool outdoor and indoor venues where you can eat. They had a ton of the March Madness games up on big screens.
Oh, that's awesome.
They had extremely inexpensive food. I could not believe.
That's a rarity.
Yeah. And you rent the court then for an hour or two or whatever. And so we kind of played on and off. And I'm not going to say I got beat by my son and their son, Hayden, but we got beat by
You're not
son.
A pickleball champ?
No.
Everyone what you did win is Kevin has been on this like intense diet and focus on fitness, and he's down 15 pounds and stayed focused on the trip?
This was a big thing for my wife and me to do because usually when we go on a road trip, you're eating all the snacks, you're eating all the sugary stuff, you're eating a lot, and then you're...
I feel like combos and beef jerky are my road trip snacks.
Yes.
I never eat combos or beef jerky. Like, I don't eat it a lot, but man, when you get on a road trip, but for some reason, I just got to crush some combos and beef jerky.
Right, but you know, Sarah put me on a diet, and she's done a great job keeping me on track with this as far as just, you know, we're just not eating as many carbs, we're not eating as much sugar. And this is the first time we've gone on this trip and didn't come back weighing 5 pounds heavier.
Wow.
We didn't gain any weight. So I'm like, that was worth the trip.
That's how you know it's like a true lifestyle change.
Yeah.
Did you meal prep or did you just like make more health conscious decisions?
We kind of meal prepped. And I say that because, you know, instead of...
He's trying to become a professional pickleball player.
Instead of those, instead of those combos or the licorice in the car to snack on, we brought yogurt. We brought some nuts. Yeah, we brought the things that are low-cal.
More health conscious,
right? More health conscious.
Guys, you're going to see him on the pickleball tour in less than a year.
That's right.
He's on the way up.
That's right. I just want to tell you, you will have been served.
We are still commercial-free on the Brett Mega Show. We appreciate you guys listening to us every single day. The guy who stole my car, he's back. Tell you all about it right after Justin Timberlake. Oh, the world's dumbest criminal is back again. We are commercial free on the Brett Mega Show and about 5 minutes away from Jonas Brother tickets. I really do think this guy is the biggest idiot criminal ever. The guy who tried to steal my car is back again.
Mm-hmm. I'm so mad.
Okay, so to catch you up, this guy tried to run into our parking garage here at work in the middle of the show. It was like 8 o'clock in the morning. I feel like if you're going to steal cars, you do it in the middle of the night. Every good car thief knows that.
He chooses prime time.
Yeah, like 8 a.m. in the morning, this dude's trying to steal cars when people are like pulling into work or leaving for work or whatever downtown. And so I have a Kia, so maybe he just thinks, well, I've heard nothing about Kias. They're easy to steal. So he tried to break into my car. And I've heard that Kias are so easy to steal.
Yeah, the Kia boys.
Yeah, the Kia boys.
They didn't make a name for themselves for nothing.
I don't know if it's the Kia boys or Kias themselves are easy to steal. Like, you don't have to be a good Kia boy to be good. And so he broke into my car, didn't take anything from it, ripped everything out and tried to steal the Kia, and he failed. He was a failed Kia boy. They rejected him. And all he did was screw up my car, which I lost for over a month over the holidays.
He did a royal number. Like, he ripped out all wires.
Everything. He was trying so hard, but failed miserably. Then I lost my car for over a month. Everyone thought, like over Christmas, we had like 2 weeks off of the show, and everyone thought I had my car back. I was like, guys, when we came back, I was still driving a rental car. I was like, why are you driving a rental car? That's how long I lost my car for. It sucked. Well, the dude did get busted. Like, they caught it on camera, and I guess he was trying to steal other people's cars after he failed mine, and did get arrested. And then came back to the exact same parking garage, and security Tammy just said he's back around the same time, like in the middle of the day, trying to steal cars again.
That is so unsettling to know. I hope my mom's not listening. She'll freak out.
Do you think he's going to be coming after me again?
No.
He's like, I already tried that one. I couldn't do it.
Right.
I've been trying to park in different spots every day to, like,
since you've heard about
him up.
Has he ever been successful?
I don't think so.
Like, he's tried to break into about 20 cars.
I don't care if he's not successful or not. I don't want wires dangling from my Bugatti.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
AB's like, whatever, he ain't gonna be able to get it anyway, so I don't care.
So he came back. Did they do anything about it?
No, Kevin was talking to Tammy about it. I don't think so.
I think he brought a friend.
He got a friend. That's right.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't alone this time.
He actually had to get an assistant.
I mean, at least he's being smarter because he knows he can't do it himself.
Well, he's like, can you help me? He's got a mentor.
We do have cameras.
Yes,
there are cameras that will catch this person doing it. I guess they were attempting the same thing. You know, they failed at a car, or they at least around that time, and somebody chased them off or whatever. So I think that's the.
But why is he not in jail? I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't know how that works as far as, you know.
Tammy, if you're listening, lock him up.
He's probably listening to the show right now.
On.
Would you like to come in and do an interview?
Yeah. So, like, if you, hey, we'll leave a. You know, we'll throw them off. Like, a yellow Lamborghini is what I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
We'll leave it wide open for you. Just look for the yellow Lamborghini. Do you think he'd be, like, walking around looking at the parking garage? Like,
he probably wouldn't be able to do it. I mean, how many times is he going to attempt before he actually takes something? I mean, not that I'm putting him up for a test or anything,
hey,
but.
If you care about anything, you never give up. And I think he cares about stealing cars.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood.
So Miley Cyrus has been feeding us like little bits and pieces of information over the past few months, letting us know that new music from her has been in the works. Well, finally, yesterday, we got some like for sure dates about when all this will be coming out and like coming to fruition. So Miley posted yesterday on her Instagram that she has a new album titled Something Beautiful, and it'll be dropping on May 30th. So she posted the album cover, and it's kind of hard for me to describe, but it's like a very moody.
Yeah, it's artsy.
Backlit picture of her with like what looks like to me at first glance, it almost looked like she was wearing like shards of glass, but it's also kind of like fairy-like. So there's going to be 13 tracks on this album, and it's described as hypnotizing and glamorous. And it kind of seemed like moody, like I said earlier. And Miley said that this whole album is going to be inspired by Pink Floyd's The Wall, which is very, like different from like something we would play here on this station, Miley version. It's going to be kind of what I believe to be more like rock and
she's gone
vibe-y.
A little bit rock alternative. I was really just hoping to get like that, like that pop Miley back.
I definitely don't think we're gonna get that.
Not like bangers, but like I felt like we saw a mature version of Miley with like Flowers.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Right? Like, I feel like that is still like a pop song. So it's not like bangers, like it's crazy pop, but like it still feels like she's telling a story that's fun and shows a mature Miley, but it does seem like she's in this really artsy, like rock alternative world again.
Her voice has like completely transformed.
Yeah.
And even when she's just like talking in like a regular interview or a press release or something, her voice, like, it sounds like rocky and kind of raspy. So I'm actually really excited if that's the direction she's going for this album. Once again, it'll be dropping on May 30th and will be titled Something Beautiful. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Is there any woman in their car right now that is listening that is not wearing any makeup, like no makeup on your face, and you're headed into work? 314-531-9898. We want to hear from you. Is this something that you do often? Is it a rarity? Do you get used to not wearing makeup? Hannah had tried this for like the first time and you said, nope, not doing that again. It was weird, huh?
Yeah, last week I woke up late and I just had so much to do that I didn't have enough time to put on my makeup. And I was like, you know what? I feel comfortable enough with everybody in the room that I'm good with them not seeing me wear makeup. So I didn't wear makeup to work one day last week. And I can confidently say I will not be doing that again.
You hated it?
I hated it.
And I don't think I noticed what day was it.
Exactly. Did you notice it, Kevin? I feel terrible that we did. I must say, Hannah, that might speak well to your makeup abilities or the fact that you don't need it.
Yeah.
Brett and I didn't even notice.
Well, it's a nice compliment to your face there. You got a good no makeup face.
And right. It wasn't anybody else's reaction.
I was curious to see how people reacted.
We work in a very like close, honest environment. People say stuff all the time they probably shouldn't even say. So I feel like someone would have said like, oh, you look maybe tired or you look sick or something, but nobody said anything to me.
Huh.
Nobody treated me differently, but it was what I felt. Like, I felt more insecure, and me wearing makeup is just like a part of my daily routine. I don't wear a ton of it. I don't cake it on every day, but it's just a part of me pulling myself a little bit more together and just feeling better about myself. So to start off like on the wrong foot for my day really just made me not feel the best, and I felt off. And we take like videos of us at work, and I didn't want to do it that day, and I wanted to like leave early just because I didn't feel right. So
AB runs our video part of the show. Did you say something to AB like, hey, please no videos today, or you just kept it quiet? Because I don't even know what day this was. Did you make any comments to her?
No, I didn't want to let other people know because then I felt like I would draw attention to it. So I kind of just wanted to like
hope to pray that no one said anything.
Silently hope that like she wasn't like, okay, guys, we're filming a video for a client or something. So I would have probably said something if she brought that up, but by the grace of God, she didn't. So it was okay.
Did you know AB and then not say anything because you knew?
I noticed only, and I didn't know it was like your first time not wearing makeup, but I noticed because I know that you wear makeup almost every day. And like you've talked about how like it's an insecurity of yours. So I was just like, oh, she's not wearing makeup today, but I didn't say anything. I don't wear makeup ever.
I was going to say, are you wearing makeup now? I don't know.
I'm not wearing any makeup right now.
Nothing like what? I don't know any of the things that the things you should put on your eyes, mascara?
No.
Is that, you're not wearing mascara?
I'm not wearing
eyeliner,
mascara.
Whatever.
I get my lashes done though, so they're like kind of done, but like, I don't know. I'm just honestly too lazy
for
to do
me,
it.
It's more so like my skin is what I'm insecure of. I've dealt with acne issues literally since I hit puberty at like 12 or whatever. So I get insecure about that. And also like the discoloration of my skin, it gets red. Like, I don't know. It's just something I don't feel good about. So that was my main problem.
I'm not asking for people to call in who don't wear makeup to push Hannah in a direction or not a direction. I'm just curious what it's like for you personally to choose not to wear makeup. Is it empowering? Is it a lazy thing? Like, you know what? I just don't have the time. Is it something where you feel more comfortable or less comfortable? Do you feel like people notice at your office? 314-531-9898. If you are someone who is not wearing makeup, we want to chat with you next. Hannah did something for the first time at work. She said, nope, not doing that again. And that's not wearing makeup to work. I don't know if it's us being dudes. Kevin and I didn't even notice.
Yeah.
AB noticed.
I'm glad you didn't notice.
Yeah. I mean, that to me says a lot about you, but also you said you didn't like it because you didn't feel like yourself. And so we're asking for people who are not wearing makeup now, not to push Hannah in a direction like, oh, you should not wear makeup or you should wear makeup, but more so, why did you make that decision? Is it something that Hannah will get used to? Is it something that you got used to? Do people notice you if you don't wear makeup over a course of time? AB, you said you never wear makeup. I don't think we knew that. We didn't know that.
It's a lazy thing for me. It truly is.
That's what Kat said. It's a time thing for you, huh?
Yes, it is.
So how long does it normally take to do your makeup?
Oh, probably the hair, makeup, everything, about an hour.
Oh, so you got an hour back in your life. That is a lot of time, actually. Yeah. Good point there, Kat.
Because some of the girls come into work, full face, eyelashes and everything, and they get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm not getting up at 4 o'clock.
I respect that. We have to get up at 3 a.m., so
yeah,
we respect that.
Yeah, I was going
to
say, we're up that way anyway.
You know what's interesting is, Sarah, why do you decide not to wear makeup every single day?
Basically, I started not doing it in college because high schools, when they get girls hooked in, well, these days even younger, making you feel like you're less if you're not wearing makeup.
Interesting.
And guys never have to wear makeup. I mean, these days, if they choose to, great. And I'm not saying somebody should or shouldn't. That's their personal choice. Yeah. But I was like, I don't want to spend a chunk of my life doing this. And I, you know, would rather spend that time doing pretty much anything else. So the only time people would say anything is if I chose to wear it for a special event or something, they'd be like, oh, you look really nice. But nobody ever said, oh, you look terrible on the days I didn't wear it.
You got that going for you.
Right.
No one says I look terrible is a good thing. You know what's interesting is, Emily, you said COVID changed your perspective on wearing makeup, huh?
It did. I used to wear makeup every day, and then COVID happened, and I didn't wear makeup or I didn't straighten my hair or blow dry my hair every day. And my hairdresser and esthetician were like, your face looks great. I have like baby hair, frizzy hair. They're like, your hair looks great. And then I started wearing makeup again, going back in the office. And now I have a 12-year-old who puts every type of skincare product on her face. And I want to show, like, you don't have to put makeup on to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. So my big thing, I wear makeup. I have makeup on today driving into the office, but it's not an everyday thing. And I don't want people to get used to see my face with makeup on. And I think sometimes when you don't wear makeup a lot, and then when you do, you look prettier, you know, you'll get more compliments because it's not something people see you in every day. Wow.
I definitely understand how that feels. Like, you know, it's kind of a dangerous game. That's why I've never gotten eyelash extensions, because I know once I start, I literally can't stop. Yeah.
And become like addicted to it.
Yeah. Because like that's me. Like, you see yourself that way. Other people see yourself that way. So then if you stop doing it, it's harder to, you know, be comfortable with yourself.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I would get. Like, if I was ever going to do anything on my face, I would invest, because I hate mascara. And that's one of the other reasons
I
don't.
Well, talk to AB about it. She has them.
Yeah. Amazing Lash Studio. They're awesome.
Well, Emily, thank you so much for the kind of different perspectives and times you can wear makeup, times not. And then setting an example for your daughter and what it feels like to be a woman and try to feel like you're setting an example for your daughter, because that's not easy to kind of juggle and navigate yourself.
Definitely not.
You know what's interesting is, Emily was talking about just like the skincare and how it improved her skin, and she noticed that. Kelly, you said that's the number one reason you don't wear makeup, is you notice the difference in your skin?
Yeah.
Oh, Kelly, you still there?
Years ago, that's what was going to happen.
Oh, it seems like Kelly is breaking up.
Yeah.
She hasn't owned
my 30s. Go ahead.
You were breaking up. So you haven't owned makeup for how long?
About 25, 28 years.
Wow.
So no makeup products even in your house?
No, unfortunately. You know, and the thing is I have two older daughters now. They're 31 and 29. And I feel proud because they have makeup. They wear makeup every now and then, but they'll go out to eat with me and they won't wear makeup. And I'm like, oh, yeah, they're learning something from me. You know, they don't have to always just show up, you know. It's okay to be natural. It's okay to show that natural beauty. God gave us this, you know. Don't be ashamed of it. So, you said you felt like
you noticed a difference in your skin too, not wearing makeup?
Most definitely. You know, I mean, there's other factors, of course. You know, I don't drink, I don't smoke, you know, but I think the biggest thing is, you know, is when you wear makeup, a lot of people are too tired to take it off at nighttime. And all that does is just clogs your pores. I mean, you wouldn't believe the amount of years that it just takes off and everything. So, I'm proud and glad that I don't do that. And it saves tons of time. Like some of the girls were talking about. Yeah. It takes me 30 minutes to get ready in the morning. And that's doing my hair and everything. So,
well, Kelly, thank you so much. And you know, what's interesting is you do whatever makes you feel comfortable. You feel happy, but it's so great to hear that so many people feel like they can do whatever they want. Cause sometimes in society, I feel like because of social media, we all feel forced to do something. So many people just call them and like, no, I do exactly what I want to do. And that sometimes wearing makeup and sometimes not wearing makeup.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
We're going to read off some headlines that are trending and then Hannah will either tell me keep it moving or tell me more. Like a flight that had to be turned around over the Pacific Ocean because a pilot forgot his password.
Stop.
It happens to all of us.
I would be so mad.
Yeah. We all forget our passwords, right? A United Airlines flight from LA to Shanghai had to turn around over the Pacific Ocean because I guess the pilot was trying to type in his password to something he needed in the plane.
Password for what?
I have no idea, guys. Oh, wow. I've never flown a plane.
I'm a little concerned he didn't notice right away.
Yeah.
They had a U-turn an hour and 45 minutes into the flight.
No.
So we had to go back around. They landed 6 hours late because they had to switch out pilots, switch out people.
Holy cow.
They better have gotten their flight for free.
You want to know what they got? $15 meal vouchers. Everyone's in jail.
What?
All right. Well, let's switch over to men pee etiquette.
You know what? I'll take it.
Well, let's teach you how to pee like a man, Hannah. If you pee in a public restroom, here's some rules. Do not stand directly next to another man at the urinal. Do not look at another user during urination.
Oh, my gosh.
And keep conversation to an absolute minimum.
I think I would know all those without even going in the men's restroom.
Would you? You are very chatty.
I am a yapper, even when I'm in the girls' bathroom, I'm not talking to someone throughout the stall unless it's AB. I'll like hold her hand under the door.
I feel like you would stand right next to someone at the urinal and break every code. The most peaceful way to die.
Let's keep it moving.
You don't want to know the most peaceful way to die?
AB probably does, but I don't.
All right, it's implosion, just so you guys were wondering.
What? Oh,
really?
Exploding?
Imploding. Yeah, imploding.
What is that? You explode from the inside?
Kind of like, you know what they said they feel like?
Submersible, right?
Yes. So what they said is like the people that probably experienced this most recently might make you feel better is the sub we lost in 2023. Remember, they couldn't find the submarine? They think it imploded, and they say that you die so quickly that you don't even notice. So
what is it? You explode?
It's like the air pressure makes the explosion. So it's not like a bomb, but there's so much air pressure from the ocean and things like that, it implodes you.
If I have a choice, I'm going to do dying in my sleep.
They say that was the number one answer that people wanted, and it actually can be extremely painful.
Really?
What? Oh. Don't tell me that. That's not what I want to hear. Keep it moving.
Just blew your mind, I guess, guys. Things you learn on the Brett Maga Show.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
I'm so curious as if this has ever happened to anyone, like gotten their DoorDash order stolen, or you work for DoorDash, like Uber Eats, and you're like, I got to admit, like sometimes if you're missing a cheeseburger, it was me. 314-531-9898. I don't think this happens very often. You know what made me think of it, though, is because I got like DoorDash or whatever. I actually didn't do DoorDash, but my order was like through DoorDash and I went to go pick it up in person and they made me show my driver's license. And I was like, damn, for like a little to-go meal? Mm-hmm. I checked my driver's license. Like, yeah, there's a lot of people that come in and steal orders from other people and pretend to be like, oh, I'm for DoorDash, and they just go and rob meals.
That would make sense.
I'm like, shut up. No way that happens. Like, yeah, it happens all the time. People just walk in like, hey, I'm here for DoorDash, and they just grab the meals. Because, you know, they just have those out.
Oh, yeah.
And about, like, at restaurants.
I've definitely thought about it before.
Stealing.
Because I'm like, they make it way too easy.
Yes.
They do.
They do. But I don't think anyone does
Firehouse it. Subs, it's literally right when you walk in to the left. You could just grab it and go, and they would not question it at all. They see me all the time there.
Yeah. And so I want to know if anyone's ever done this before and actually pulled it off, or you've had your meal stolen. One time, I don't know what happened to my meal. It was like an Uber Eats order. They said it was at my door, and I came out and it was not there. And then I called them, and they said, "Oh, I dropped it off there." And I said, "I'm standing right out here," and they hung up on me.
Ooh,
and sketch. So I don't know if they dropped it off at the wrong door. I was living in an apartment complex at the time, and there was just a mix up, or that dude took my you know honey butter biscuits, and I want them back.
For me, I'm a big DoorDasher when it comes to Chick-fil-A.
Are you?
And they forgot.
Consistent?
Yeah, pretty consistent on it. Won't admit how much for the sanity of myself, but they forgot my drink the other day, and that's like my favorite part. And I texted them back and I was like, "Okay, like you forgot my drink." And they're like, "Okay, we'll get right back on that." And then I still have not heard anything from it. So I don't know if
you think it was
an innocent mistake, but me, I always have to assume the worst in literally everything. So I'm saying they stole it.
Really?
Wow.
And have been basking in joy with my Dr. Pepper.
Do you think those DoorDash people steal the stuff?
How could you not?
I always hear that they like have some Lucy fries. You know, there's like, you know, if you got like.
Yeah. I mean, if I had a bucket load of fast food in my car, how could you not dip into something here and there?
I think the reason why, though, is because I don't think I could eat like Chick-fil-A waffle fries without the Chick-fil-A sauce. I'd have to take the...
they forgot the sauce.
I'd have to be dipping in the sauce, too, and I'd have to go all in.
It's always... You know, fast food employees are like the easiest targets. You could blame anything on them.
Interesting. All right. I don't know if anyone will call for this. You've gotten an order stolen, or you're willing to admit, yeah, I've kind of robbed DoorDash. I pulled an AB.
Listen and we don't judge.
AB, yeah. AB has done it or thought about
thought
it.
Thought about it.
Thought about it, but it has not done it.
Right.
Have you done it? Because, yeah, like Hannah said, we'll listen and we won't judge you. 314-531-9898. Houdini is the perfect song because things from DoorDash seem to be disappearing. Did you ever get your DoorDash Houdini'd, or you work for DoorDash and you're like, yep, some things just seem to slip and fall right into my mouth? I don't know.
Whoops.
314-531-9898. Jordan, you DoorDash all the time, and all of a sudden something just seemed to be missing from your order.
Yeah, so I would order from Culver's and get their shakes, and I would always not get my shake. And this didn't just happen this once. This happened like 3 or 4 times.
Oh.
No.
You know if it's something good, too. Like, it's like the best thing in your order.
Yep.
That's the one they missed. Like, oh, they must have forgot it.
It's probably the same
shake.
Driver, and they're exactly. Like, yes.
Yeah. There's no more way to get busted than stealing the best thing in the order.
Time for a sweet treat.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I'll take this chocolate shake. Thank you so much for the call. Amber, what kept being stolen from you?
Well, I had ordered McDonald's and Taco Bell, both for myself and my kids, and both bags had been opened and stuff taken out of both of them.
Dang, what did they take?
They took my daughter's taco pizza, and then they took a whole thing of chicken nuggets out of the other one.
Damn.
And you were talking about the Chick-fil-A fries. Buy some of the Chick-fil-A sauce at Walmart, and you'll always have it.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Good advice.
If you're a DoorDash driver, you're going to be
stealing. Too bad they took my soda.
Right.
If you're going to be stealing the waffle fries, just have the Chick-fil-A sauce from Walmart just to be able to spread on those bad boys.
Right.
If you're going to take
DoorDash
them.
Trucks are like, writing that down right now.
Kayla, you've done both. You've been the person who has stolen things, and you've gotten your stuff taken, huh?
We love the honesty.
Yeah, so we listen and we don't judge.
Right? That's what I said. That's right. I did That's say right. that.
So yes, what happened? Tell us a little bit.
Okay, so first of all, so I tried DoorDash just one time because, you know, you're just running around checking out the new area. I'm not too familiar with, like, the deeper parts of St. Louis.
Okay.
And so I tried it out one time. And it was, like, one of those things to where I was, like, you know, really smelling the Chick-fil-A. And so I tried one fry, and I had never had Chick-fil-A before.
What?
And so tried one fry.
That's excusable.
But I'm not a monster, so I Germexed first.
Oh, my God, I love it.
I tried one fry, and then I DoorDash all of the time, and so I got one of those frozen hot chocolates from Dairy Queen. Love it. Mm. And whenever I got it, it was halfway gone. And so, you know, I'm very in tune with, like, my intrusive thought. And then he was telling me, that's what you get, stupid.
That's what he said?
Yeah. Yeah, that was my intrusive thought. That's what you get.
No, that was what I was going to say.
I thought the DoorDash driver said that to you. I'm like, excuse me?
Oh, wow. Your intrusive thoughts was like karma from that Chick-fil-A fry.
Yes.
Yes, it was karma from that. So it was hilarious. I deserved it. That's what you get.
Kayla, you are awesome. Thank you so much. I love how you could only try one Chick-fil-A fry. Like, that's like a...
That's really good. Yeah, you can only do one.
Usually you'd become an addict. Like, oh my God, these waffle fries are so good. I would crush all of them, so...
Oh, yeah. It was downhill from there. I had to get my own. I'm just like, holy.
Now the delivery is going to be delayed because we had to take a loop back around.
Yeah, we're actually going to go back to Chick-fil-A ourselves. You have a good day, stupid.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Appreciate you. Still commercial free on Y98 St. Louis. Sun is shining. We are commercial free on the Brett Mega Show, and we are 2 days away from opening day. One of the most important days here in St. Louis, and we want you to kick it off right, and that is with a huge breakfast brunch. There's a few spots left for reservations at Cardinals Nation. We do a huge broadcast at Cardinals Nation. It is packed. It's a sea of red people. There's just a few tables left. If you and your friends want to do opening day right, that means go and fuel up with a bunch of eggs. Yep, we're bougie. We have eggs, cinnamon rolls, Pop-Tarts, and then bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys. Grab your seats and your table at Y98.com. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Selena dropped her new album this week and also an old one, so we'll listen to it together at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, it's ready, so here we go.
Selena Gomez has been on nearly every single headline this past week. She dropped her new album with her fiance Benny Blanco. She's been doing press, and she's definitely just been doing really, really well. And yesterday on Instagram, she gave fans access to even more music, which is actually old music, in fact. She posted, 8 years later, and you guys never forgot about this song. Your love for Stained has never gone away, and I wanted to do something special to say thank you for all the love and support on this album. So this is a song that was released 8 years ago that she basically re-released again. But the only thing that I find kind of blah about this is it's only available for purchase through her website, so you can pay $5 to gain access to this song. But luckily, it's 2025, and I'm a scammer, so I found access to it just by a quick little Google search. So hopefully this doesn't get me fired, but this is Stained.
Now I'm stained by you. Like a coffee ring upon this table, I'm unstable, I'm stained.
I've never heard this.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I mean, we can, like, fully release it, or she can fully release it and not have it just be, like, some weird extra promo thing you have to pay $5 for on the website, but I'm really impressed.
You know what's interesting though too is some of those songs on the new album and some of the like old stuff that they're kind of playing with is it still gets connected to Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
She produced it with her fiance. Do you think like she's writing songs about her ex from like 5 exes ago, 10 exes
ago?
You
know what? That's really funny. No wonder he's like, okay, yeah, we'll have to add some extra money for this if we're going to release this thing.
And it's just crazy how they're still connected. Like, oh, is this song about Justin Bieber? Like, she dated she's had so many other famous exes too. And it's just like, and produced by her fiance. And then they're answering questions about Justin Bieber. It's crazy.
I'm sure he loves producing her music now.
Yeah.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if we get the Megamind question of the day correct on the Brett Maga Show. The average length of time you will have one of these is 10 years. What lasts 10 years?
I'm going to speak from experience and say a bra.
Ooh, keep that bra around for 10 years. Mm-hmm. Are you supposed to keep a bra for 10 years?
I don't know, but I do it.
All right, Kevin?
Gosh, you know, I don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it. I think it's a pet.
10 years?
10 years.
All right.
I feel like old
shirts.
Well,
I mean, they unfortunately pass away. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt.
Amy doesn't care.
I feel like old shirts because like I still have stuff from like high school and college
like a
t-shirt and all that.
Good
kind of
guesses
stuff.
Today. No one got it correct, so it's still up for grabs, but good guesses. Average length of time someone will have one of these is 10 years. 314-531-9898. If you want to text in your guesses, I'll reveal the answer at 849.
Mega Minds.
All right. right, let's give you the answer to the Megamind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. Average length of time you own, have one of these is 10 years. Hannah?
Mr. Metal texted in and said a TV. Stacy said a pillow. Bobo said a mattress. We have a car. Dave texted in and said a relationship or having a significant other.
No such thing as forever.
Right. A driver's license. Holly says a husband or a wife.
Good guesses.
A house.
Someone got it correct. Whoever said car, average length of time you own your car is 10 years.
That seems like a long time.
I might be getting up there. I don't know.
You might be close to 10 years. Kevin, you're over 10 years, right?
No, not for my vehicle, no.
And you have over 200,000 miles?
Exactly, yeah.
That's what happens when you leave 4 hours away from work.
Exactly, yes.
Said enough, okay.
Mega Minds.
All right, we're going to play a little game, and you can play along with us in your car as you're listening to the Brett Mega Show. Do you remember that, I guess, what is it, a riddle that people are trying to figure out, where people are trying to decide, is there more wheels versus doors in the world? I will throw out two different things, and you tell me which one there are more of in the world out there. Like, do you think there are more wheels or doors in the world?
Doors.
Wheels.
It is wheels. 37 billion wheels. Toys, cars, carts, chairs. There's only 33 billion
doors. Because things normally have, multiple wheels.
Yep.
Right.
All right, so
do houses have a bathroom door, front door, garage door, closet door.
All right, next one. Trees versus stars in the Milky Way. What do you think there are more of, trees or stars in the Milky Way?
Stars.
Everyone said stars. All of you would be incorrect.
Really?
What?
There are more trees.
I thought the trees were dying.
On Earth, around 3 trillion trees on Earth. It's close to 400 billion stars in our galaxy. Earth is leafy, it says.
Wow.
Blew your mind, huh?
Yeah.
Smart TVs versus desktop computers. What do you think?
Smart TVs
now. No one has
desktop computer.
I think desktop computers.
Now there's 1.5 billion desktop computers, over 2 billion smart TVs.
Wow.
More TVs out there. Ants versus humans. What do we have more of?
Ants. They're everywhere.
Ants.
And it's a lot. 20 quadrillion ants versus 8 billion
ants. Think about how many ants you have in just your house.
Uh-huh. You don't even want to know.
I got my Aunt Barb. I got my Aunt Shirley.
Kevin Burgoff. That was so cute.
That is the most Kevin joke I've ever heard.
That's right.
Bicycles versus cars.
Cars. Who rides a bike anymore? All right. We're all lazy.
I think bikes.
I think bicycles.
Bicycles is correct.
Yeah.
2 billion
Maybe
bikes.
Maybe we're not lazy.
2 billion bikes, 1.5 billion cars. Hot Wheels versus real cars.
Ooh.
This is a stumper for Kevin. He will repeat this. You could have used it for Fun Fact Friday because it's a toy question.
I'm going to say real cars because I don't know the production of Hot Wheels anymore. I don't know that they're still
popular.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's real cars.
I think Hot Wheels are still popular, and I think it's Hot Wheels.
It's 3-1 in favor of Hot Wheels.
Yeah!
Wow.
16 billion Hot Wheels versus
They're
6 billion.
They're all stored in Kevin's basement.
That's right. Yeah.
And then chairs versus people. Do we have more chairs or more people?
People.
No, I think it's chairs, man. My in-laws have so many chairs.
Oh my god!
I feel like there's never enough chairs everywhere. I
know. I always feel like we're missing chairs.
They're over at my in-laws' house.
Most people have more chairs than people, totaling 10 billion chairs, 8 billion people in the world. So there's 2 billion more chairs out there.
Invest in chairs.
You need to borrow it from Kevin's in-laws.
Sit down.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.